Sure.
Hi, thanks for holding. Is this Bob?
Yep.
Oh, hi, Bob. My name's Tina, and I'm one of the technicians in the department that handles pricing for your area. How are you?
Good.
Good. Good to hear. Happy Wednesday, right?
Right. Hump day.
Hump day. We're halfway there, not that we're counting, huh? Oh, I love it. So I know that you were speaking with Tara, and she's really good as far as explaining the program, but did you have any questions regarding where you're going to appear on the search results or how this works other than pricing?
Well, as I told her, I mean, if you Google Nichols Construction, you're going to come up with this corporate name, a company up in Henrietta called Nichols Construction, which is more of a big company with, multiple workers and all kinds of stuff. They got their own building. They got their own, stuff like that. So, and people that try to find, I've had people call me before want me to try to get into this Google, I was in Google, last year about this time for, through a place, I think it was called, a company called Townsend, and they were doing me a Google and Yelp and other websites and with search engines and different kinds of things for people to find me. And I only got one job out of the whole thing after 4 months of that. And it, for $1,000 I paid into it,
Wow.
It was $350 a month times four. So that's $1,400 I paid into it. I only got one job out of it. And I told them, never mind. They tried to say, well, it takes a few months to get going there. But yeah, I mean, $1,400. I mean, that was their cheap rate. That was just their basic get into the program thing. And I just could see, spending more money into that. And, most of my jobs as it was word of mouth and, referrals from other customers.
Got it. Well, here's the thing is that I've heard of that company that you've worked with, and I'm never one to speak negatively about another company, but that's one that I haven't really heard anything favorable about. And success on the internet is all about working with the right company. So 97% of our clients, that we have a 97% retention rate, meaning that they renew with this program month after month after month without ever signing a contract. And they're doing so for a reason. It's because it's profitable and it's bringing them business and new clients and getting their phone ringing, right? So with that being said, the main benefit and a difference between our company and a company like them is in the exclusivity. So this position just became available. We are filling it today. So if it's something that you'd like to take advantage of, once we begin working with you on the first page of Google and Bing, we're actually going to block out the entire category, meaning that we cannot work with anyone else that does what you do. And I'm sure that you can see the benefits of being on the first page in front of your competitors, right?
Yeah.
Of course. And then also being recognized as Nichols Construction, which is the family-owned business in your area, rather than being associated with that big corporation that comes up when you try to Google it. You know what I mean? So we can differentiate you by putting in content, pictures, a logo, examples of your services, before and after photos, so that when a potential client sees you, they already know that you're that family-run business, and they'll get that warm, fuzzy, comfortable feeling in working with you prior to picking up the phone and calling you. Now, since you are a veteran and you're also been operating for over 20 years, you're definitely going to qualify for our legacy rate pricing, which is a 50% reduction off of our regular pricing. And it's going to set everything at a flat rate month to month of just $299. The program comes with a one-time setup fee of $99 to get you programmed in, so the initial investment would be $398. So what that's going to include for you is not only your first page listing on Google and Bing, but also we're going to program you into some of the popular directories that are in the area, as well as the mobile platform. So for instance, you know how more and more people these days are doing the searches from their smartphones?
Yeah.
So a lot of people don't realize this, but that's a different search result altogether. So once we program Nichols Construction into the mobile platform, now you're also going to become available from all of the searches conducted from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, even the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And as you know, that's a huge market that you'll be able to capitalize on, you know? And then I don't see that you have a website up and running anymore unless I'm missing it. Do you have a website currently?
No.
No, what about a business Facebook or something like that?
No.
No, okay, don't worry. We can help you with both, but the reason I ask is because we're a premier partner to Google, Google allows us to bundle our services with Facebook ads, and it's really cool how it works. You know how when you search for pretty much anything online, chances are next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Say that again?
So let's say that you're searching for something online, anything that you can think of, a painter, appliance repair, anything that you're searching. Next time you go to your Facebook newsfeed, chances are there's going to be ads for a painter or appliance repairman popping up in your newsfeed. And that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that if they're searching for anything that's related to your services, that, you know, they're getting ads in their Facebook newsfeed. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system, which is going to show you, you know, how many new clients you receive from Google, how many you receive from Facebook. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you, and if they use their GPS directions to locate you, you'll see which zip codes they're coming from. So that way everything is very transparent. Okay, so, you know, being that this is a month-to-month program, I'm sure it's something that you'd like to take advantage of and give a shot, and that way you can see how well it works, right?
Well, the only problem is, I just signed on with Angie just last Thursday, and I'm paying them. I got to pay them $525 every month for a whole year, and they're providing me with between 20 and 30 leads per month for jobs. And I've gotten like 5 or 6 leads. I haven't got any work from any leads yet. Haven't had a 40-hour work week since September. So I worked like 18 hours, and I worked 18 hours in December, 17 hours in January, maybe about 16 hours in February. I haven't had any jobs so far this month. So as far as I had to take out $7,000. Actually, I took out more than I took out, $11,000 out of my life insurance policy. So my death benefits are down $7,000, and there's a loan amount that I just paid off on my credit cards. So I got $400 available until I get some income coming in.
But okay.
I still got to be able to try to make money so I can make the $525 to Angie for next month. And so far, all I can rely on that time would be my Social Security check when it comes in next month.
Okay. So thank you for explaining all of that to me, Bob, because we work with a lot of the Angie's clients, and I understand where you're coming from. If you add this program on top of everything you've already committed to with them, I mean, your funds can only stretch so far, and I appreciate that. So one thing I would be willing to do is see if they would allow me to put something together for you, along the lines of making things more affordable to kind of offset some of the money that you've spent. because I can't do anything about, you know, the money that you've spent with another company or the agreement that you have there, but I can get you on the first page of Google and help you earn that money back. There's no question. And this is the other side of the coin, because Angie's, since you're newly with them, you've already discovered, they're going to charge you per lead, right, whether it turns into a job or not. And then we have people that tell us that they have the leads hooked up to their cell phones, where as soon as they get one, they drop everything and they call on it. And lo and behold, it's already been called on by five or six other guys. Or it's a bogus lead in an incorrect category or 150 miles away, and they just got charged for it. Now, if that happens to you, please let them know, because I understand that they're pretty good at crediting you back if you were to get a bogus lead or one that's outside your service area. But what
they got me in a, like a 20-mile radius, so.
Perfect. Perfect. Yeah, but just in case, you never know if you get one that's far away or something that you can't service, you know, try to keep track of it, because they will offer you credits. But some people tell me that it happens so frequently, it's just a little bit hard to manage, you know. And I don't talk to a lot of people that tell me that they get jobs off of that service. But for the ones that did, do you know how they told me they got the job?
No.
Well,
for you guys probably, right?
No. They said they had to minimize their rates the lowest because the people that were calling were a bunch of price shoppers just looking for the cheapest rate. So I felt so bad for this one contractor, you know, that I was working with. He said was about $2,000 into his lead fees. He kept running all over town, bidding on all of this work, and then he kept getting undercut by other companies. So he finally undercut his own pricing, and he took on a bathroom remodel. But by the time he counted up his material costs, he actually lost money on the job. And you and I both know that that's not a smart business practice, right? So the first thing you're going to notice about this program is it's going to attract the luxury high-end clients, people that are willing to spend a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to someone that's out there price shopping. And the reason being is, when you think about it, the only reason someone's going to Google for a remodel or a renovation or home improvement or whatever service it is they need is because they have an immediate need to hire you, right? So that's the difference there. And it's exclusive. So we don't sell this program like Angie's does to you and to everybody out there. We only work with one company per category, per area, to ensure that the one client that we work with gets the maximum amount of phone calls. So because we work with so many of their clients, I want to let you know that they will give you an option if you call them and tell them you want to put the leads on pause for a couple of weeks. You could do that just to allocate some funds to try this program. And then what you'll find is that the revenue that you get by being on the first page of Google will blow the revenue out of the water from anything that you can get off of leads. And pretty soon you're saving a ton of money on your lead costs, and you don't even have to buy leads anymore, because why would you when people are calling you directly? You know what I mean?
Well, what I seem to understand, though, I know they said I can, you know, if I get a lot of leads where I've got so much work coming in, I can put the leads on pause. But I believe I still have to pay them $525 a month no matter what, even if I do put the leads on pause.
I haven't heard of that with the other clients that I worked with. I heard that it's a month-to-month subscription with them, and you can pause it at any time. But I do think they have like a maximum, like, two-week pause. So let's say that you paused it for 2 weeks, and then you were doing very well, and you wanted to pause it again. You'd have to call them again to do like another 2 week pause. It doesn't automatically stay on pause. You know what I mean? But as far as I know from the other clients that I've worked with, they didn't tell me that they had to keep paying for the fees during the interim, because the fees that you're paying during that interim are covering the leads that you're taking, which if it's on pause, you know, you shouldn't be paying for it because it's on pause. Make sense?
Well, I think the way it was said was, the guy says, I'm under a contract where I pay $525 for the next 12 months. So So, mm-hmm. and I'm not sure about this pausing is going to eliminate the $5.25 per month fee.
You can double check with them if you want, just to see, you know, what kind of, if it is like, if it, during a pause they're still charging you, or if during a pause the billing stops. During the other clients I spoke with, they weren't charged for leads during the pause, so I don't know if that helps you or not.
Well,
but here's what
I'm not talking. I know I won't be charged for leads. I'm just saying I got this basic $5.25 per month fee, which doesn't include what the leads come out of that money though. But I don't know about if I pose a pause on the leads, if that's gonna stop me from having to pay the $5.25 a month thing.
Right. Right. Okay. So let's say that it doesn't. Let's say that they say, well, you can pause, but you still have to pay us in the interim. What I can do is explain all of this to my director and see if they would allow me to put you into our friends and family rate. I had to do this once before, and I actually got it approved. And he was in a little bit of a different situation. He was a janitorial company down in Jacksonville, Florida, but he was candid enough to tell me that he only had $50 to his name. And that's because he was a startup business and he had just purchased a bunch of new equipment, his licensing, his storefront. So you can imagine his funds were completely depleted. So what I was able to do was I worked out the special pricing, and then he realized that if he threw it on a credit card, the minimum payment would only be $20 for the month anyway. So, you know, he still had to stretch himself tremendously just to try the program for the very first month. But the cool thing is not only did he see activity within his first month, even before his statement came in, the program had already funded itself. You see, so I could see if they would allow me to put you into that same package. What it would do is it would reduce your setup fee down to just $49, and it would reduce your monthly fee down to $249. So what that would do is it would save you $100 today, plus it would save you $50 each month moving forward. And I think the $50, if you were to, or the $249, if you were to calculate it out, it comes to only like $8 a day anyway, you know, to increase your business. So In order to do this, what I'd have to do is, you know, send out the request and explain your situation. And of course, I'd get either an approval or a denial on it. But if I did get the approval to get everything going, for just $298 out the door, can we move forward?
I wouldn't say no to that. No, I wouldn't say no. Plus, you don't have a veterans rate, that probably the lowest you get right there is what you can do on that family thing there, right?
Yeah, the veterans rate is the same as the legacy rate. It's a 50%. So the platinum package on our website sells for $599 monthly. So on a veterans rate, we go to $299, which is the same as the legacy rate. One doesn't supersede the other, but with the friends and family pricing, it gets even a bigger rate discount for you. But you got to keep in mind one thing I'm going to do for you above and beyond that, is that we build the Google compliant websites here and they charge an extra $400 to put them together. But I'm going to explain your situation to my director and also get the website included for you at no additional cost, kind of like as a gift from us to you, because I know it's 2025 and you're going to need that website anyway. You know, and that's something that, you know, you'll have the ability to, if you have a logo or if you want to showcase on there that you have a veteran family-owned business, or you have a veterans rate for new customers or anything like that, we can showcase that for you on your website, too.
Yeah, I think Angie has it being veteran-owned and all that right now, too.
Yeah, that's something that you should really showcase because it adds credibility. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know what? I see that. I just pulled you up on Angie's. It says veteran owned. And then at the bottom, it says 50 plus years of experience. And that's something that we like showcasing too. You know, the 50 plus years industry expertise, trusted family owned business in the community, veteran owned, all of that is going to add to your credibility and help you get those phone calls coming in, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah, I just paid all my credit cards off. Now they're all down to zero. So.
Oh, good for you. So, okay. So.
Yeah.
Let me send out this request then and get this all approved for you. And then we work on a GChat system throughout the office. So I usually will hear back from them within like 90 seconds to 2 minutes. So while I wait on their response, Bob, I'll just verify your information. So what is your last name? Is it Nichols, like the business?
Yeah.
I thought so. Okay, perfect. And then I'll send you a confirmation email if everything goes well. What's the best email address to use?
N Beaver, the whole word Beaver.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob at AOL.com.
Oh, I love that you have an AOL. My main email account is an AOL that I had ever since it was dial up and I had to pay for it. And I work in a building full of technicians and they look at me like I'm a dinosaur. And I tell them, I don't care. It's my main account and I love it.
Same way I had when I first started out, when they first came out on the internet, I haven't changed over.
Same thing. Yeah. You know, some of those newer accounts, even the Gmail, they'll put like a little thread on there. Oh, your emails are getting full. And unless you start paying us so much a month, we're going to stop sending you emails. I never got that with AOL. I've had it for, you know, so many decades. I have so many tens of thousands of emails. They've never threatened to charge me for having too many emails, you know?
Yeah.
So, is this the phone number that you would like to have displayed on Google?
Sure.
Okay. And then is there a secondary line for internal purposes or does everything go through the main number?
I have a landline.
Okay. Well, let me put it in there just as a secondary number. So, if our technicians called you and for some reason they didn't reach you on the other one, they can use this as a backup. So what's the landline?
315-597-2437.
So 315-597-2437, and that's your landline. And then the one ending in 1394, that's your cell phone. So if we were to send you a text message, it would go through on that one, right?
Right.
Perfect. Okay. Now for Nichols Construction, is the business address 107 State Route 21?
Yes.
And then 14522?
Right.
For Palmyra. Okay, perfect. And then, oh, good. Give me a second because my light is blinking, which means that they're responding to me. And I just want to see. Excellent. Okay, so he's saying go ahead and enroll this client in the friends and family rate. So he's giving me a promo code where I can apply that. Also include the website. Oh, he said that he was so thankful that you were a veteran and he wishes you a very profitable year. So that was so nice of him. So give me one moment, Bob, because I have to activate these two promotions that he gave me. One to put in the pricing and then the second one to include the website. And then I can actually secure the position for you using a debit or a credit card. What works best?
Credit card.
And does it have your name displayed or the company name or both?
It just says Robert L. Nichols.
Robert L. Nichols. Okay. And then is the billing address the same or is it a P.O. box or a different address for billing?
Not the same.
Okay, good. And then go ahead with the card number when you're ready.
5171.
Okay.
4882.
Okay.
9251. 3289.
Okay, expiration?
1225.
And the code?
420.
420. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now is go through a voice verification recording with you, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you, and they're going to go over your keywords, your service area, building your new website and getting you placed. Now, some of this voice recording is a little bit repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat your business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me, okay? Okay. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Nichols Construction.
Thank you. And then please state your name and title with the company.
Robert Nichols. Owner.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, and then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, March 12th, in the non-refundable amount of just $298. When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 12th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, and what day would that be?
So the 12th is your billing cycle, so call us by the 9th of any month if you wanted to cancel, okay? But you're never going to cancel because you're going to love it. But if you wanted to, that would be a good time to call in, okay?
Okay.
And then lastly, the client interview, that's going to take 20, maybe 30 minutes. And I have an appointment today at 5 o'clock. Will that work? If not, I can see what's open tomorrow.
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do right now, Bob, is I'm going to block out a whole hour from 5 to 6 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 5:15. Don't panic. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then
what
lastly,
would be the phone number?
It'll show you know, I don't really know what our caller ID shows. Sometimes it differentiates. It might show our toll-free number, which is the 877-635-6225, or it might show a local 585 area code number.
Well, it won't have a name on it then?
It might not, and here's why. We use a VoIP phone system, which is called Voice Over Internet Phone, and sometimes it matches the areas that we're calling. So, you know, we ask it to display our toll-free number, but sometimes it does, and sometimes it just matches the areas that we're calling. But what I could do is I could put in the notes for the technician that if they call you, that they should send you like a text like a couple of minutes ahead of time. Just, hey, Bob, Local Splash is going to call you in 2 minutes, just so that you know it's them. Or they could call you on maybe a couple of different, like they could call you and if you miss the call, they'll say, hey, we'll call right back in 5 minutes. That way you'll recognize the caller ID and you'll know that it's them.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'll tell them to try on a couple of different attempts just so that you recognize the caller ID. And then lastly, because I gave you special pricing that is not available to the general public, I wanted you to just go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Flash?
Says Local Splash welcome.
That's the welcome email. Do you have one that says Local Splash? Well, are you in your email or in your text messages?
Messages.
Okay. So after the Local Splash welcome, you'll get the next one that says, Bob, get your Google business profile verified. And then the third one will say, Bob, thank you for choosing Local Splash. So it's actually the third text message that I sent you. You might have
okay.
to refresh it.
Mm-hmm. It says, get your Google business profile verified. Google may require additional
information.
That's
the second.
That's funny.
My system, it shows first, second, third. That shows as the second. But the second and the third both went out at the same time, which was at 4:11. So maybe it got to you quicker than the other one.
Well, second one says, instead a copy of your invoice to your email. We have a file. Please click here, that one.
That's it. Yep. Click here to accept the subscription terms. So when you click on that, it's going to take you to a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then all you have to do is scroll all the way to the bottom. There's going to be two boxes that you have to check. One will say that you're authorized on the account, and the other one will say that you receive text messages. And then when you check those two boxes, you have to plug in your name officially like it is on the billing, Robert L. Nichols. We'll still refer to you as Bob, but just type it in officially. And then when you hit confirm signature, it's going to ask you for a username and password. You don't have to worry about that right now. That's all going to be provided for you at the client interview. But my main thing is just getting the pricing locked in.
So I scrolled. There's one. It's kind of like split screen. It scrolled all the way down to the bottom, and then but that didn't show this box. But the third of the screen at the bottom, it shows mobile phone number. And it's got two boxes that need to be checked. I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number, and I certified that I'm authorized holder and signer. So I got to check those two?
Yes, please. Check both of those. And they might turn into like a blue check mark in them, right?
Right.
Okay.
And then go down to the bottom and click here and type your name.
Yep, type your name in officially with the middle initial. And then if it goes through, you'll see that prompt asking you for a username and password. So, again, that information is already in your welcome email, so you don't really need it right now. But if you see that, that's a good sign because that means that the e-signature went through.
Okay, now, so what did you say about the username and password? Leave that blank?
Yeah, if it's asking you for that, that's your sign that it went through. That means that we got it. Okay. So, and the username and password, that's in your welcome email. The username is usually your 10-digit phone number, so it'll be the 585-233-1394. Our system will generate a temporary password to let you in, and then once you go in, you can change it to whatever you want. Do you want me to give you the temporary password right now? I can look it up for you.
Sure.
Yeah, why not? I'll send you the login, too, just so you have another email. But the username is your 10-digit phone number, and the password is all lowercase, all one word, and it's run friends. So just R-U-N and then no space, F-R-I-E-N-D-S, and it's all lowercase. And then, like I said, once you get in, you can change it to whatever you want. And then lastly, when you were working with Townsend, the other company, I saw that they did create a Google Business profile for you. Do you have access to that? Do you have the login where you could add us as a manager, or did they never give that to you?
Well, I don't know. I removed the app from my phone, so I don't know.
Oh, they had, okay. So, what I would suggest is, between now and 5 o'clock, you could go into, business.google.com, and there's a login at the top. Try to see if you can log in. You might have your username and your password saved there, or you might have it under one of your emails, like your AOL email that you created it with. But if the Townsend company created it and you don't have credentials, then that's okay. I'll just let my technician know, and then they will have to create a new page and then gain access to this one and merge them so you don't have a duplicate out there. So that process is a little bit, you know, it's a little bit harder to do, but we can do it. So I'll just make a note here that you may not have access to it. And then also you're going to get an email that says action needed pictures for Google verification. So what that is that Google will protect you as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. Okay, so the only way you can get on the first page locally is to actually be a valid business in the area. So that email, it's going to ask you for like 7 or 8 things. It's going to say, do you have a business registration? Do you have a business insurance? Or do you have a work vehicle with a New York license plate or an invoice with your address? So don't stress about having to send every single item on that list. You don't have to send all 7 or 8 of them. If you only have 2 or 3 of them, that's perfectly fine. Just send over whatever you have, and then that will help us to make sure that the verification process goes through smoothly, okay?
So I'm going to back up here now. Doing a lot of talking here. You said between now and 5 o'clock, I suppose go to business.google.com. And looking for something?
If you go to business.google.com and you go at the very top, there's going to be 2 buttons. One will say sign in. One will say get started. So if you click on sign in, it will take you, if you already have an account, it'll take you to a page that has like something already filled out in it. So you can just confirm it and go in. But if nothing's filled out there, then don't worry about it. Then we'll create the new one when we call you at 5. I just wanted to see, because you said you deleted the app off your phone. So I wanted to see if you already had a login to your Google Business page and you just deleted the app, or if you just never had one and they created the login for you. Because then that would actually help us in which direction we're going and getting you verified on Google. You know what I mean?
So right now on my screen, I have the connect your Google Business profile. Do I click the thing for connect with Google?
Were you able to log in? You already hit sign in at the top?
Well, after I signed, did the signature there and clicked next, it came up with a screen that says connect your Google Business profile. So then it's going to automatically sync your local splash profile with Google.
I know what you did. You logged into our, click on that where it says, connect and see what happens, or contact. I want to see if it can let you in that way.
It says choose an account to continue with GoogleSplash.com.
Okay. So that it's asking you to actually log into your Google page, right? So.
My wife and me had a Gmail account through a different business we had years ago. So that's what it's asking that, or use another account.
Okay. So. Is it giving you a prompt to try to sign in with that old email that was a Gmail, or is that just something that you were thinking it might be under?
It says continue with localsplash.com. I have a choice between Robert Nichols at eaglesnest.nichols@gmail.com, or I can click on use another account.
Oh, try the one that's coming up then. Maybe they already found the Google page for you. Try the Robert Nichols one and see if then it might take you to a page that says password. And you might be able to just autofill a password that if you've used it before. If not, then you might get stuck there, and then that's okay. Then we will know at 5 o'clock which direction to go, you know?
Okay, so it's localsplash.com. With access to your Google account. And it says, select what localsplash.com can access. And there's one that says, see, edit, create, and delete your Google business listings. And there's a box next to it which says learn more, I guess.
Okay.
And then below that, just because you're using sign-in with Google, localsplash.com will be able to, one of them is associate you with your personal intro on Google, or see your personal intro, including any personal information you've made publicly available, or see your primary Google account email address.
Yes, click all of it. Give us access to, because the page belongs to you. You're the owner of it, right? It belongs to your business, but you're adding us right now as a manager to it so that we can go in and we can optimize it to show on the first page. So that's really good that you got that far. That means that you already have the login to it, and you're just adding us as a manager.
Okay, so should I click on the box for the very first one there that doesn't have a check mark in it?
Yep. Yeah, the one that says to give Local Splash the access to edit and delete,
right, okay,
remove, and all that. Just the one that gives us access to all of it, because we're going to be managing it for you.
Okay. And then click on continue.
Yep, click on continue.
And then it says Google auth error, unable to authorize details, failure to launch browser with, and we got big long HTTPS information.
Oh, that error, the HTTP. Okay. So let me ask. I'm going to put, the client is trying to add us to Google Business page under an old email that doesn't exist anymore. He received an error. Did it go through on your end? I'll ask them. Did it go through on your end? So let's see what they say if they get that. And then if not, then that's okay. What is that old email, just in case? I'll put it in here so that they have it too.
It's Eagle's Nest. It's eaglesnest.nichols@gmail.com.
Got it. Okay. I'll send that to her.
We used to have a Thrive food business of selling freeze-dried food in pantry cans and number 10 cans and some survival stuff and stuff like that years ago.
Oh, wow. That's cool. We might be needing those survival cans in this day and age again with everything going on in the world, huh? It's been crazy.
Yeah, I've had a 25-year shelf life and all that, so
wow.
I've still got a lot of number 10 cans, so. And everything's all chopped up, you know, peppers and onions and everything's all chopped up. I mean, you got your basic bacon stuff like sugar and baking soda, baking powder, you got all the vegetables, all the fruits. I mean, you get grapes that are already freeze-dried, they're sliced in half and all that. And you get beef chunks, turkey chunks, you get ground beef, taco meat. You get the instant black beans, all kinds of different fruits and stuff. And you basically get butter powder, you get honey powder.
Wow, that's amazing.
Okay, stuff. So, but we can get anybody to sign up underneath us to continue on with more of a line below us to make more, get more profit, more people to buy the, we, they would order from us just what they needed kind of stuff, you know. Then we had shelves that would, you'd load in and it would cycle around like you have for your soda cans, you know. So you just load it at the top and it just goes out the back, comes down. And so your oldest product is on the bottom when you just pull out and it just recycles the next can in front again. So.
Oh, I see.
And they're about 6 foot high and all that, and 3 foot wide, and all kinds of either the store bought cans or the Thrive cans, stuff and all that too. Both the number 10 and the pantry size cans. So.
Okay. Did that business have a Google page? Maybe that email is trying to log you into a different Google business page, not the one for Nichols Construction.
I don't know, but I don't know.
Okay.
We were consultants, but we have been consulting with that company for a few years, though.
What's the name of the company? Let me see if I can find if they have one.
It's selfreliance.com.
Self-Reliance?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let's look.
I like using the onions and the peppers already chopped up for making omelets. I ain't got to worry about the tearing up in the eyes.
Oh.
And
Yeah, that's the best.
What we need.
That's the best. Yeah. Yeah, oh, good. I don't see that there's a Google business page for Self-Reliance, so that's good. So maybe the one you were trying to log into was for this one. But, okay, I just told the technicians over there that you had a glitch. You know, you hit that error when you tried to log in. So don't worry about that for now. You are all good to go. So they'll call you at 5 o'clock, and they'll pick up where I'm leaving off. So if you have any questions on something specific that you want to put on your site, like a logo or pictures, I'm going to give them the notes on obviously being veteran-owned and a family business and all that. Mm-hmm. But if you have anything specific, you can also, let us know. And then if you have a chance to call Town Square, you can, she told me you can also ask them to transfer the ownership of the Google business page to you. How long ago has it been since you worked with that company?
About a year.
About a year, okay. So,
I think I signed up with them, I think in February last year. I went 4 months, so I think like February, March, April, May. Well, then at least 10 months ago.
Okay. So do you want to try to call them and have them transfer ownership of the Google business page? Because if not, I can tell them to just go the other route.
I don't know how to get a hold of them now. I don't know if I can get a hold of them.
Okay, that's what I was telling them. I was like, this has been like over a year ago. I don't think he's going to want to call them. So I'll tell them to just go the other route then, okay? Don't worry about that. So, I mean, you did as much as you can, and, you know, we'll get access to it the other way. We'll just create a new page, and then once we do, we'll get access to the duplicate, and we'll merge them together. That way, you'll have the one verified Google listing that we'll be promoting for you on the first page, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I enjoyed talking to you, Bob. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So those toll-free numbers on the bottom of the text, you can always call in and put 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk. And of course, let's say you just wanted to do an update or you had a billing question or something like that, you could also hit option one and then anybody that answers the phone can help you. Okay. And we're available okay. Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So I got your email thing with the username and the password on there. So save that.
Yeah. You don't really need it right now. That's just more for future reference, but yeah, that's your username and password. So that's the interface that you'll go on and you'll see everything. You'll see how many new clients you're getting. You'll see which ones are coming from Google, which ones are coming from Facebook. It will show you all the activity on the account through that login that I sent you on that email. Okay.
Okay. I got one here, another email from you, an invitation. It says when guest reply. Do I need to just delete that or not? I don't know.
That invitation is just going to be a reminder for your 5 o'clock appointment. So you'll get like a little, if you accept it, you'll get a little pop-up probably at like 4 o'clock saying, hey, Local Splash is going to be calling at 5. It's just a little calendar reminder.
So you're in California, so what time is it now?
It's 1:33. We're a couple of hours, 3 hours behind you.
Okay, so 5 o'clock my time or your time?
It's 5 o'clock your time, is 2 o'clock our time. So I have it booked out from 5 to 6 o'clock your time, Eastern.
So in the next half hour or so, huh?
Yeah, in the next half hour or so, they'll be called. Oh, yeah, that's right, because I said you'll get a reminder an hour ahead of time, but we're already within that window. That's right, because you're 3 hours ahead. Yep, you'll get it. You'll get a call within the next half hour or so.
Well, okay. Just want to know which time frame we're at.
No, you did right. You're in the right time zone. I have it booked for your time. I just got my wires crossed because it's only 1:30 here. So when I said an hour ahead of time, I was thinking in my time, but the appointment's in your time. So I just confused myself. I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's only Wednesday and I'm getting my wires crossed. That can't be good.
Hump day.
Hump day. Yeah, that's for sure. Okay, and then remember, rather than worrying about getting into the Google Business page, put that one email with the pictures needed for Google verification. That's the only other thing you're going to have to worry about other than that appointment at 5, and that's just to send us a couple of things to show that you're a valid business in the area so that we can get you verified in a timely manner, okay?
So I got to go to this action needed for pictures needed for Google.
Yep, and on that email, there's about 7 or 8 different suggestions. Remember, you don't have to send us everything on that list. If you only have a couple of the items, that's perfectly fine. Just upload the 2, 3, or 4 items that you have, and then that will help the process to go smoothly, okay?
Okay.
Yep. So that's all you're going to have to worry about for now. So if you have any questions down the road, feel free to call me. And welcome aboard. Also, Bob, I'm so thrilled for you. I know that you're absolutely going to love this program. So have a very profitable year. And then stand by because my technician will call you in the next half hour or so, okay?
Okay.
All right. And have a great rest of your week, too.
Okay.
All right. Thank you now. Bye-bye.
Yep. Right on.